A 5.3mm thick 4G phone has been announced by Japan's biggest telecoms firm, NTT Docomo. For many Canadians, the idea of legal cannabis once seemed a pipe dream. But from the 17th of October, Canada
kicked off their shoes and went barefoot on the beach as they continued their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。你好，我是夏鹏，欢迎你关注我的公众微信号“教书匠小夏”。英语学习绝对不是一条坦途，人生奋斗的向上之路也异常曲折，但没有关系，当你回望之时，我仍然在此为你守候。夏说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Good morning, everyone. Once again, welcome back to 夏说英文晨读。各位晨读的小伙伴，早上好，我是 Q。In today's news, we are going to talk about Tesco, Asda, and Waitrose now ban shoppers without face masks. 今天的新闻说的是英国各大超市啊，已经宣布了禁止不戴口罩的顾客入内。那么是哪些超市做出了如此规定呢？如果顾客拒不执行或者不戴口罩就强行闯入怎么办？我们一起来看今天的新闻。此外，我向你强烈推荐有灵外刊精读特训营，只要坚持学习，学费将全额原路退回。希望你和我一样，把英文学习当成一种习惯。种一棵树最好的时间是十年前，其次是现在。只要你想开始，什么时候都不算晚。即刻在公众号下说英文晨读回复外刊两个字报名参加吧。好，下面请大家放轻松，听我完整朗读这篇短新闻，让大脑自然捕捉信息，大意能抓多少是多少。Are you ready? Here we go. Tesco, Asda, and Waitrose have become the latest supermarket to say they would deny entry to shoppers who do not wear face masks, unless they are medically exempt. It follows a similar move by Morrisons,while Sainsbury says it would challenge those who flout the rules. Retailers have been criticized for not doing enough to stop people breaking COVID rules as infections spread. 好，全篇听完，我们来逐句理顺。第一句呢，是概括核心大意。Tesco, Asda, and Waitrose have become the latest supermarkets to say they would deny entry to shoppers,who do not wear face masks unless they are medically exempt. 好，三大超市分别是乐购 Tesco、阿斯达 Asda 以及维特洛斯 Waitrose 已经于最近宣布说、have become the latest supermarkets to say something. 那这里我们先来看一下 become the latest supermarkets 怎么理解，说明同样的话、同样的事情之前呢、已经有别的超市做过了，这三个超市只是最新加入或者说最近才说的而已。好，我们来看看他们所说所宣布的内容。 They would deny entry to shoppers who do not wear face masks. 要拒绝不戴口罩的顾客入内了。当中有一个结构叫做 deny entry, 啊，这本身就是禁止进入。而 deny entry 的后面是可以直接加人，也可以直接加地点的，要说、deny entry to shoppers 就是禁止客户入内。机场海关 deny entry to Mr. Lee 那甚至就是禁止李先生入境了，没戴口罩就要被禁入。但是有一种情况例外， unless they're medically exempt, 除非他们有医疗豁免。所谓的医疗豁免 medically exempt 是一种证明，证明你的确有医学上的原因不能戴口罩，也不该戴口罩。那当中 exempt 的意思是免除的。我们之前讲伦敦要 lock down, 但是圣诞节前夜会除外，用的就是 exempt 这个词。当时我们还举了另外一个例子，说在校男大学生免服兵役， Men in college were exempt from military service.所以回看这里的 be medically exempt, 大概说的就是那些如果戴了口罩就会发生极不好的情况的人吧。那除了这些人以外，其他的都要戴。既然这三家是 the latest supermarkets to say, 那之前做出过相关声明的商店还有哪一些呢？ It follows a similar move by Morrisons, while Sainsbury says it will challenge those who flout the rules. 好，这里讲了之前有两家啊，也已经做过相关声明。那第一家呢，叫做 Morrisons， 也是一家英国超市。他们的动作行为跟今天这三家其实差不多，所以直接说 It follows a similar move by Morrisons 就带过了。另外一家声明的内容略有不同啊，另外一家在 while 的后面。While Sainsbury says it will challenge those who flout the rules， 这一家叫做 Sainsbury， 是英国比较早做自营品牌的一家超市。他们说会叫停盘问那些藐视规定的人。It will challenge those。这个 challenge 的意思是由警卫、由门卫叫停，然后盘问。啊，这么说可能有点奇怪，但其实是这样的。Sainsbury's 说啊，将在这个超市入口的地方设置训练有素的安保人员，对那些没有戴口罩的顾客，会在门口处就被直接劝走。去年疫情爆发的时候，河南省内有很多的社区就都安排了这样负责 challenge 的人员，叫停并劝走那些 flout the rules 的人。Flout 这个动词表示无视规则、无视法律。People who flout the rules 就是知法犯法、明知故犯了。啊，有些年纪轻轻刚拿到驾照的小孩经常无视法律、无视交规。Young drivers regularly flout the law， 这是不对的。那这些零售商们怎么突然间都强硬了起来呢？因为之前有一段时间，他们已经被指责说没有很好的约束人们的行为，没有很好的去控制风险，就是做的还不够啊，不够到位，不够努力，控制不了人们违反规则。Retailers have been criticized for not doing enough to stop people breaking COVID rules as infection spread. 现在的情况就是传染在扩散 as infection spread. 这里有一部分的原因就是人们不遵守规则，破坏规则 ,people break COVID rules.这是伴随着藐视规则 flouting rules 而来的。各大零售商没能阻止他们啊，做的还不够，不够到位， not doing enough to stop， 所以零售商们一直被诟病。 Have been criticized for that。 Criticized 就是批评、诟病啊。那想要表达因为什么而被指责、诟病，我们就说 be criticized for something 就好了。不过现在在英国，强制戴口罩已经是警察的任务了，所以如果有人拒不执行或者行为残暴，那么超市是可以报告给警察，让警察来处理的。来，我们马上复习一下今天学到的语言点。第一，禁止进入 deny entry to somebody， 或者 deny entry to some place。 第二，医疗豁免 medically exempt。 第三，无视规则 flout the rules。第四，因为某事而被指责 be criticized for something。 这些表达你都消化好了吗？ OK， 以上就是今天为你带来的新闻讲解。节目的最后，我为大家再朗读一遍全文，祝大家度过愉快的一天。 Tesco, Asda and Waitrose have become the latest supermarket to say they would deny entry to shoppers who do not wear face masks unless they are medically exempt.It follows a similar move by Morrisons, while Sainsbury says it would challenge those who flout the rules. Retailers have been criticized for not doing enough to stop people breaking COVID rules as infections spread.